Hello, I'm Dr. John White, Chief Medical Expert for Discovery Channel. Osteoarthritis is not just a disease that affects older people. Orthopedic surgeons at UPMC are finding osteoarthritis in patients in their 20s and 30s who damaged cartilage years before and didn't know it. Dr. Constance Chu from UPMC will tell us how many new imaging technologies help physicians see cartilage damage at the time of joint injuries, helping them to address it early and hopefully prevent the development of osteoarthritis later in life.
Osteoarthritis is actually an end-stage disease where someone's cartilage has completely worn down. It transfers the load into the bone. And so the osteo part comes from the fact that the bone now takes on unusual loads, and the bone actually adapts, changes, enlarges, and causes deformity and pain. We typically think of it as something that affects only the elderly. I see in my practice osteoarthritis in patients who are in their 20s, 30s, and 40s, and more frequently, this is in patients who have injured their joints as a teenager or a young adult. The articular cartilage does not have a blood supply, it does not have nerves, and so the cartilage has no way of signifying to the patient that it's been injured. The patient's not going to feel pain. The soft tissues cannot be seen on the x-ray, and therefore an early injury to the articular cartilage would be completely missed by an x-ray. With our new imaging technologies, we can identify people who are at risk for this early development of osteoarthritis at the time of injury and institute new treatments so that we can either slow down the progression towards osteoarthritis or ideally outright prevent this from occurring. Some of the new imaging technologies, such as optical coherence tomography or quantitative MRI mapping, can allow us to see cartilage damage before the articular surface has broken down. We believe that it is cartilage damage at this early stage that is potentially reversible. So these are some of the things that studies in my laboratory are showing do occur after impact injuries, and we are doing the necessary studies to try to translate those findings from the laboratory into appropriate protocols for improved patient care.
It is important to identify the full extent of an orthopedic injury and develop an appropriate treatment plan early. Doctors need to understand the limitations of x-rays and know other tests are necessary to rule out cartilage damage.